It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios at 33rd and Bird, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Tracy Christensen. She's on the planning committee of the Heat the Streets Run and Walk for Warmth. And unicameral Senator Sarah Howard from District 9 also joins me. She's also part of Heat the Streets Run and Walk for Warmth. Both of you, welcome. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Let's talk about what the program is, and then I want to talk about its importance. What is Heat the Streets Run and Walk for Warmth? What are we doing there?
Heat the Streets is an annual event that we host to raise awareness and funds for people that are struggling to pay their utility bills. We would be anyone from seniors to those with disabilities, families in crisis. And this is a way for the community to come together and support those people.
Okay. From a timeliness standpoint, just had a news story either yesterday or the day before. Out of Lincoln, a family of five taken to the hospital for carbon monoxide poisoning because their heat had been turned off and they had been heating their home and cooking with a barbecue grill, thus causing the carbon monoxide poisoning. It's a real serious event with this kind of weather. I mean, we're looking at a wind chill factor of 12 degrees below zero today. Tonight, it's going to be 8 degrees, period. If someone can't afford to pay their heat, this is quite an issue, isn't it, Sarah?
Absolutely. And I think when we consider the family in Lincoln, that's exactly what the Heat the Streets Walk and Run is meant to prevent. So last year, the funds that were raised helped almost 2,000 families and almost 4,000 individuals. These are people who are often in they're maybe homeless or at risk of being homeless. They're disabled. We helped over 2,300 children who were living at home. And so the funds raised through the Heat the Streets Run and Walk are incredibly important to our most vulnerable citizens. And that's why I'm honored to co-chair the event this year.
I also wonder if, and of course we won't know the numbers until next year, but how many more people are going to turn to Heat the Streets for assistance due to the government shutdown? And there were some, contractors, independent contractors that work for the TSA and things like that, that they won't get the back pay from the month-long plus shutdown. And all of a sudden, here we are with the cold weather again, heating bills going up, and might not be able to make the payment.
Well, and that's why this is so important. And we send all funds to the Common Fund. And last year, there were five agencies that distributed more than $580,000. Those agencies are groups like the Salvation Army and Heartland Family Services. These are groups that stayed low to the ground and are able to help people who are most in need. And so even with government shutdowns or any future government issues, those are the groups that can really help people in need.
So which, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you're saying is that there are several doors that people in need can knock on in order to get help, and it's coming from this same event.
Yes, and this event is a perfect way to support those families who need it the most.
Okay, can we talk about the event itself? I'm not a person who's known to run, unless of course being chased by some wildlife. So, what happens with this run and walk to Heat the Streets? How does that work?
We have several ways people can get involved. We have a 5K for those who are so inclined. We also have a 1 mile walk, which might suit you a little more.
It's a little
and
more my
we
speed.
We actually have another option if you are unable to attend. We have a virtual runner, which ends up being a donation. So even if you're not able to join us on the second, there's ways to get involved. For those who like to run, it's a timed event, and it's going to include the Keystone Trail. So it's a scenic one, too.
Sure it is, yeah. Oh, it's a very nice area. So that's that event is March 2nd, is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's right, and it's at Exarban Village, and the run starts at 9.
Very good. Just a warning that the online registration closes February 26th. So for those that do want to register, that needs to be done by then. I do not have – what is the website to register?
HeatTheStreetsOmaha.org.
Wow, how did they come up with that,
I don't
right?
know.
It's amazing. HeatTheStreetsOmaha.org. And that's magnificent. How long have you been involved in this, Tracy?
Personally, I've been involved for 12 years. We kicked it off in 2008, and it's steadily grown. We added a run several years ago, and it's been accepted by the community, and we have a lot of great sponsorship, corporate sponsors and community organizations. So it's really a neat community-wide event.
Sure. Senator Sarah Howard, how about you? How long have you been involved in this?
This is my first year. After my mother was term limited out of the legislature, she ran and won for the a seat on the MUD board. And so we were asked to co-chair this year as part of her service there. And we're just thrilled to be a part of this. It's a wonderful, wonderful
That's wonderful.
Event.
It's March 2nd. Heat the Streets, Run and Walk. Heat the Streets, Omaha.org, right?
HeatTheStreetsOmaha.org.
.org, right.
Great. I'm sorry it took us.
No trouble. Morning Edition continues now.